The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to this edition of Build Your Tribe. Today we're talking about how to reach your tribe. Speaking of tribes, last week on Tuesday, in fact, I'll put a link in the show notes, we talked about the importance of like getting that really good email address, you know, the one that people actually use, the one that people actually look at versus the spam email address. But what I realized I hadn't shared with you is something that we've been doing with regard to texting. Now, this isn't just mass texting or SMS marketing. Today, we're going to talk about an app called Community. Thanks for being here. Let's do it. The most important thing we can do in business is have contact with our customers, our tribe, the people who we have something that can help them. Now, there's email, and we've talked about that. That's something I subscribe to every single one of my students, every episode you've ever listened to on Build Your Tribe. It's something I often reminding people not to forget because freaking social media, number one, it can disappear. I mean, one of my very closest friends this week lost her Instagram account and she has, I don't know, 40,000 followers. She's still trying to get back in at this moment, but there's no hotline. Instagram doesn't care. I mean, they have millions of hacks every day. So does Facebook. So does TikTok. They don't care if you lose your platform. And if that's what you're relying on right now to move product, it's just really risky. So then there's email marketing, and that must be a consistent and persistent part of your business building. You've got to carve that out, block out time every single freaking week, if not every day, something that you're doing intentionally to build your email list. And the way you do that is by providing, like really providing value. So it's not like I've got your email address. Okay, we're all set. No, you've got to produce the type of content and value that people are checking their email for your content. Number one. Number two, I guess actually number one should be you're producing the type of content that people are actually giving you their very best email instead of their fake spam email address. And then you're creating content in such a way that people don't unsubscribe, that they're actually looking forward to whatever it is you're sending out next. And even if that's happening, there's still a very high likelihood that your email is not going to get to your customer. It's going to be blocked because it was sent as a group. When emails are sent as a group, there's a very high likelihood that they're going to get caught in spam filters. I've done previous episodes about this, like words you can use that are going to get your emails hung up. And there's great websites where you can go and you can paste your email copy in advance to see how likely it is to get stuck in spam folders. But there's a whole number of reasons why just people aren't going to get your email address. Not to mention the fact that most of us, we don't open business-related emails that aren't from someone who we're waiting to hear something. So even though I do think email is far more effective in many cases than just relying on social media alone, it still leaves a lot to be desired, you know? And we're sick of emails. We don't like to open emails, and we're getting to be more and more that way about social media. Like most of us are following or trying to unfollow as many people as possible. We're all trying to cut back on the amount of time that we're spending on social media. We're trying to limit the amount that we're taking in, which means it's going to be harder and harder and harder, no matter how big you build your platform, to use social media to grow your business. That's why for years I've been saying, y'all, this is a moment in history. It's a moment in time. And I'll continue to say it. There is going to come a day where we will reminisce about, do you remember when you could reach hundreds of thousands of people or millions of people for free using social media? Mark my words, you can play back this tape. I said it. There's going to come a day. And we're approaching it because every day we're seeing almost a backlash when it comes to social media. Like we all know it's a necessary evil. We know that there's a lot of good that comes from it, but we also know it's like really unhealthy. So we know we have to limit it. So With that in mind, how do you, as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, stay ahead of the curve? How do you get in touch with that person who you have something that can help them? Well, we do know that text messages have a 98% open rate. I question that statistic, to be honest, just based on my own behavior. I don't know about you, but I actually receive a lot of SMS messages. They're things I signed up for sure, but I get a lot of them now and I see them. Does that count as an open? I guess if that's what constitutes an open, well, then yeah, I'm opening up 100% of them. But am I clicking on it? No. If I can tell that it's, you know, something I signed up for, it's like a mass alert, which I signed up for, I'll let them keep coming to my phone as a reminder, but I don't always open them. But if it looks like a text message from somebody I know, I open it. So do you. If it looks like a text message from somebody I don't know, but it looks like it was intended for me, I open it, right? And then you send the who dis in reply or new phone. I don't have your name in my contacts. Who is this? I like who dis. Anyways, we open our text messages. So because of that, many of you have looked into SMS marketing. I don't know what it stands for. What does SMS stand for? I forget, but it just means text messaging. We've looked into that and we use it. We use it for a lot of our programs and platforms. So as you know, we've got, I don't know, four or five different businesses and a couple of them, we use a variety of different SMS campaigns and they work really, really great. We use it for Insta Club Hub simply to let our members know like, hey, we're about to go live and there's some pretty remarkable updates on Instagram you need to know about. So jump on in 10 minutes. Like we use it basically to remind people like, hey, you paid for this. Get your use out of it. We're about to go live and you can ask questions. We don't use it to spam them. These are people who have already logged in, who have already joined Insta Club Hub, our Instagram marketing membership. And people can unsubscribe by just typing in the word stop. That is a program. I'll tell you what we use. We use a program called Twilio. And Twilio is a text messaging service, if you will. It's a platform. Their pricing ranges from, well, it depends. It depends on how many messages you're sending. It depends on a lot of things, but it's pretty affordable. So about less than a penny per text. Now you have to buy like a big package, if you will. I mean, you can't just like pay per text, but you buy a package. And obviously the more numbers or the larger the package, the more text you can send out. There's a limit on the number of characters, etc. It is not free. It's a wonderfully affordable way for us to stay in contact with our customers. We use it sparingly, and we use it sparingly in terms of like for sales, etc., because I think it's intrusive. If you've given me your phone number for those purposes, it means you've probably signed up for a program like Marketing Impact Academy or Insta Club Hub or Phase It Up, and we said to you, would you like us to send you? And we explained what we would be texting. We didn't say, would you like us to send you a text message with promotional sales? And the reason why we don't ask people for that is because I don't want to send that to people's phones. At least at the moment, we don't. Now, that could change. But the reason why is I think about how I would want to be treated. And I don't mind the occasional, like, hey, did you know this is going on text? But it's intrusive because our phone is in our hand. And you just don't always know when you're sending these messages. It does allow you, however, to let your members determine what time they want their text messages to come and how often. So there's lots of different varieties there. I think that's a great solution. I think you should be using Twilio or something like it. I don't have an affiliate code or anything like that for Twilio, but that's the one almost all the entrepreneurs I know who do big marketing campaigns, that's what they use. You can set it up so that it automatically inserts their first name, but every text is the same. And I don't try to pretend when I'm sending that text like that I'm sending an individual text. I'll say like, hey, this is Shalene from Insta Club Hub, you know, and people know they've signed up for it. Again, because we haven't been using it for sales and promotions, we've been using it to keep our community engaged. People really like it. But recently, for the first time in a very, very, very long time, we did a promotion for someone else's program. That was Tony Robbins and Dean Graziosi's program. That program is called Project Next. Many of you are a part of that program, and I'm excited to be a part of it too. I'm excited to be one of the featured experts teaching inside that program, and I'm excited for the people who it will serve. So once we decided to go all in and to promote their program, to do so as an affiliate, to do so as a contributor, I wanted to do something different. I didn't want to blow up our email list, and I just really wanted to respect those people who were interested and wanted to learn more information. I wanted to help explain things to them, and I didn't want to destroy our email list. I didn't want to destroy my social media. And what do I mean by that? What I mean by that is I teach social media, and there's been a lot of changes, especially on Instagram and Facebook lately, where they can even read the text that you're putting across an image. So if you even so much as, not just do a swipe up. Okay, first let's talk about a swipe up. If you are lucky enough to have over 10,000 followers on Instagram and you do a, hey, swipe up if you'd like more information, via the polling data from our members and our own experience, we've learned that using a swipe up will dramatically diminish the reach that you get on your stories. Case in point, this morning, I did a story talking about our marketing impact, our virtual event that is Wednesday and Thursday of this week. If you're hearing this on Thursday, you might have already missed it. Anyways, I was talking about that on my Instagram stories and explaining what it was, and I didn't do a swipe up because I didn't want to see that drop in numbers. I just wanted people to be able to click yes if they wanted more information, in which case I could DM them a link. But I placed text over my image. It wasn't a clickable link, but it was like if you want to just take a screenshot of it and then go to your browser, you could log that in. Well, guess what? Back-to-back stories posted at the exact same moment, right? So there's three stories in a row. First story had nothing. Middle story had the website. And the third story had nothing on it, just me talking direct to camera. The first and third stories had 9,000 views within just a couple of hours. The middle story had 6,000 views. That was the one that had the text over it with my domain name. So it diminished my views. It dropped the reach on that by 3,000. Isn't that crazy? I don't even know what it'll end up being at the 24-hour mark. But my point is this. You got to pay to play. And Instagram and Facebook, and like I've said, this is a very special moment in time, and it's going to keep drying up. These platforms are there not to serve us, but to make money. And they make money from business owners. They don't make money from our kids. They don't make money from your mom and dad or just using it to keep up with the grandkids. They make money from people like us, entrepreneurs, as of course they should and they're entitled to. It's a wonderful thing. But you've got to know that it's coming and it's going to get stronger and it's going to get tougher to reach people. Knowing that any type of promotion, self-promotion or other, is going to result in diminishing reach. And the more you do it, the more it's going to harm your social media, the more important it is for us to connect with our communities and ask for their permission or ask for them what I like to call self-select. I call it self-selecting social media, where I'm going to explain something that might be of interest to you, and then you're going to reach out to me and say, I would like to know more. That way, I'm not doing a direct promotion. I'm not saying click on the link. I'm not saying swipe up. I'm saying, would you like more information? And then I invite them to a conversation. Yes, I know that is more one-to-one. I know that takes a lot of time. So I don't do it on all things. You know, if it's a promotion that's really worth it, if it's a paid sponsorship, it's someone paying me to talk about their product, well, then I have to do a swipe up. That's part of the agreement, but I'm being compensated for it. If it's something I just love because it's going to help my audience, like I found this cute skirt on Amazon or this amazing lipstick and I'm not an affiliate for it, but I, you know, just want to make it easy for people and like, oh, here's the link you can swipe up. I am not doing that as much anymore because I've seen how even though it's super convenient for my audience, it tanks my social media. All that is just kind of background to help you understand why with this last promotion to Project Next, even though it was a really important promotion for me, I didn't do promotions in my social media. I did some paid advertising, but instead what we used was a direct to interested consumer campaign. That's what I like to call it, direct to interested consumer campaign. In other words, I would go to my Instagram stories and say, this is what Project Next is about. It is ideal for this type of person. It will help you in this way. here's how it works. If you're interested, click yes. And then I could have a dialogue back and forth with people on Instagram. And that is really super effective. However, not everybody's immediately logging back into their Instagram. So even if they did click yes, and I send them a message, let's say 12 hours later, because it takes a long time to get through all of those. And yes, I do have a virtual assistant who helps me to do that. But it's a lot of me and sometimes Brett and a virtual assistant. I've written the message. They might just be sending it to people. But it takes a long time. And again, not everybody logs into their social media every day. There's that, number one. Number two, when we do log in, we don't always check our DMs. Number three, you might miss the DM. You see what I'm saying? So there's a lower likelihood that every single person is going to see it. But if I had that person's cell phone number and I sent them a personal text, we know there's a 98% chance that they are actually going to see it. So for this campaign, I decided to use Community. Finally, now she's finally talking about the Community app. Okay, you've, I'm sure, seen lots of celebrities using this app. First person I ever saw using it was Gary Vaynerchuk. And I just thought to myself, how is that different from having a Google number? Well, it's very different. But having a Google number isn't a bad alternative. So I'm going to give you some alternatives to Community, because Community starts at $99 a month. But when you understand that, would you pay $99 a month for 100% deliverability or nearly 100% deliverability? I would hope your answer would be yes. But here's how I used it in this most recent campaign. So I posted to my stories, please do not text this number unless and only you have specific questions about joining Project Next. And I have 700,000 followers on TikTok. I have close to 700,000 on Instagram. That's like 1.4 million people. And I posted that number. And I would say 99% of the text messages I got were, in fact, questions about Project Next. It was a $1,000 program. So as you can imagine, I'm not going to get millions of text messages. People understood who it was for. And I was able to answer their individual questions. Eventually, as I started going through and answering these questions, Okay, so let me explain how it works. It's super cool. It's very much just like texting. So when somebody texts my phone number, you can give it a try if you want. Should I do this? I guess I should. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Here's what we'll do. Just send me a text that says, Shalene, I just listened to your latest episode on Build Your Tribe about Community and just wanted to say, I also left you a 5-star review. What, what? Anyway, you can just send me a text. Okay, here's the number. You can try this out. You can see exactly how it works. 949-503-9873. Don't worry, I also put it in the show notes. But you can just send me a text right now, whatever you want. You'll see when you do that, the first text back is auto-generated text. And I tell people, this is an auto-generated text. It's not really me right now. But after you click this link and give me permission to text you back and enter your name, well, then we can communicate directly. And that's exactly how it works. It's really cool. And you can do it from your desktop, or they have an app, so you can just like do it from your phone. Now, I'm just going to be very clear and honest with you and tell you, I don't want to get addicted to this thing. I know there are a lot of celebrities and marketers who like they spend so much time directly answering and communicating and talking text to text to their community using their community phone number. And I really want to save it for entrepreneurs. I don't want to answer questions like, how do I lose body fat right here? I don't want to talk about ADHD on this line. I really just want to use it at the moment for entrepreneurs. What's nice about it is, yes, it comes to my phone, but I can also send it to my desktop. And again, I was very honest with my audience. I said, I'm giving you my work phone. This isn't my personal cell phone number. This is my work cell phone. Which is true, because I just don't think you want to mislead your audience into thinking that they're, you know, texting you at midnight and it's going directly to your personal phone. I don't know, maybe some people do. I don't want that life. I want to be able to answer questions during the hours that I have blocked off to interact with those who want my help, entrepreneurs. So it's a pretty cool app. Again, it's $99 a month, and here's how I used it. Like once I started answering questions, in fact, I'm going to open up. I created a little note on my phone, my Apple phone. I created a note. Let me see how many. It boiled down to basically, I was saying the same thing. There were about 7 different answers that worked for just about everybody. And after I realized that, after, you know, a couple of days of doing this, I started just doing a copy and paste, but then customizing the beginning of the text, right? So again, it's very personal. So a lot of times people would say like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm actually texting you. This is weird. I just listened to your podcast and it was the one about blah, blah, blah. And so I could customize it and I could say, well, that's so cool. First of all, I love that you listened to the podcast, Lisa. And then here's the information you requested. And I could just copy paste. It goes so fast and it's ideal. Again, if you're in the business of either closing a higher ticket item. Now, should you be doing this if you're selling, I don't know, a $12 product? No, I don't think you should. But it makes a lot of sense if you're selling a higher ticket item. It makes a lot of sense if you are maybe in network marketing. In fact, I think it would be brilliant for those of you in network marketing, especially those of you who've got a bigger downline, or you're trying to attract more people, or if you have a bigger social media following. Now, if you have a very tiny social media following or a very tiny downline, very few people would be asking for your number. I kind of think you'd be okay with just getting a Google number. What I don't want you to do is give people your actual personal number because you're going to burn out. It's not fair to your family. It's not fair to your mental health. And you're just to teach people that you are available on demand and that they don't have to earn time with you is not the way you want to start a relationship. So I strongly urge you to instead use community or maybe even a Google number. Google numbers are also free. It's also something you can do from your desktop. It's just great because it can forward a phone call as it comes into you. It announces who it is. Google numbers are great too. Just do a quick little, this sounds funny, do a quick Google search, Google it and get yourself a Google number. And you might be asking yourself, well, if a Google number can do all that, why would I get Community or Twilio? Here's why. With Community, it's got so many cool features. Trust me, this is the only time I've used it, so I'm not an expert on it yet, but I'm really excited to use it again in the future. I could sort, like let's say one of my Instagram stories, I said, text me the phrase, I need help. And so then I could do a little search and anyone who said, I need help, I could just copy and paste. I could select them, ding, 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 like go all the way down the list and select all those people and just send them all the same message. I could go in and customize them. I could record them a voicemail message, just like, you know, you would on your iPhone or Android. You can send them an attachment and you could send them a link. I mean, what's the likelihood of you sending a link to a prospect via email and them opening up the email and then reading the email and then clicking on the link? Probably pretty low. But I mean, we crushed this sale and it was fun and it was great to chat with people. I really enjoyed it. Again, it was manageable. I don't know if I would do this if I had a, you know, ginormous launch of my own, but it was really manageable. It was really fun. It kind of became addictive. Like I had to just stop checking it after a while. I'd be like hitting refresh like every 5 minutes to see if someone else had texted me. And I haven't promoted it since then, other than just now on the show. But as I'm thinking about it, I mean, like, there's just so many things I could do. I could do a campaign and say like, hey, if you listen to Build Your Tribe and you want me to just send you a link to the show when it comes out every Tuesday and Thursday, let me know. I'm not saying that right now. I'm just saying like that's a possible use. And you can set up different campaigns where you're like, oh, I'm going to put all these people in this campaign, not campaign, category, right? And then you can say like, oh, these are all the people that sent me a text about my podcast, or these are all the people that sent me a text about Project Next. You can sort according to name, age. Oh my gosh, that was the other thing that was really cool. It's just like, you know, when you I get so excited and then I start talking so fast and you can't understand what the heck I'm saying. But you know how when somebody sends you an Apple contact or like an iPhone contact and then you click on it and everything's already populated for you, like their name, their photo, etc. Well, people fill that out before they can actually send you a text. So you know their age, you know their city, and you know their first and last name, which is pretty funny because I would text people like, oh, well, thanks for your question, Robbie. And the person would respond, how did you know my name? Oh my gosh, I'm freaking out. I'm like, well, because you just entered it and told me what your name was. But it's really cool because you could sort according to age, gender, location. So there's a limitless number of ideas that I have. I need to explore this app even further. I think it's something that has real potential for you. And if you've just come up with like some really great ideas of how you're going to use it, guess what? text those to me. All right. It is, for the last time, I mean, in the show anyways, 949-503-9873. And by the way, that's my actual area code. So that was kind of cool too. You know what I mean? It's the actual phone number, whereas with Twilio, they're usually texting like, what do you call it? Like a code. And that can kind of confuse people where they're like, text 8080, text the word blah, blah, blah to 80. This is an actual phone number. It's pretty cool. Bottom line is this, y'all. You're an entrepreneur and you can't sell things unless you can reach people. In order to reach people, we need to explore the different and most effective ways to do that. We've got to stay up to date with trends. You've got to look at human psychology. You've got to look at your own behaviors. You have to look at how things change and morph and what's coming next. And honestly, I think what's coming next is social media is going to make it harder and harder for us to reach people. I think email is going to continue to get harder to reach people. So we've got to find alternatives. And in fact, the more options we have, the safer we are. I mean, it is really incredibly risky to just be building your business on social media. That is the riskiest thing you could do. Actually, the riskiest thing you could do is to think that your job is safe and that you won't be replaced. The riskiest thing to do is have one source of income. You've got to start thinking about that second source of income, that third source of income. And then you got to make sure that you're not building it on borrowed time, which is social media. But that's not to say you shouldn't be building on social media. You got to build all of these things at once. And I know it feels like a lot, but it's not. Just bite off one little chunk at a time. You're doing great. I'm so proud of you. You're leap years ahead of everybody else because they're listening to dumb old podcasts that don't move the needle. And look at you. You've got the insider track. That is what I freaking love about you. Well, it is my job to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done. Ladies and gentlemen, we're done. I'll talk to you soon. Send me a text. If there's one thing that you've heard over and over again on Build Your Tribe, it's this. Do what you do best, but then outsource or hire or consult or invest in other people who know what they do really well. But the same is true when it comes to growing your reach. If you need more eyeballs, if you need more people to know about that thing that you offer, that thing that you sell, that business that you are trying to grow, and you're trying to do that with social media, may I suggest the best deal on the internet? Yes. When it comes to Instagram, I want to invite you to check out Insta Club Hub. Myself and my son, my co-host, Barack Johnson, we're the founders of Insta Club Hub, and it is rocking people's world. We have clients who've seen over 3,000% growth in their Instagram reach in less than 7 days. We have people with under 1,000 followers reaching 4 million on a reel. We've had people who've increased their visits to their website by over 300% in less than 5 days. It's pretty amazing the difference that can be made by just doing a few simple tweaks. It's a monthly membership. It's an amazing community. We teach live. You know, you hear us all the time on the show, but wouldn't you like to hang out with us live? We're pretty fun together, I gotta tell you. So I wanna invite you to go check it out yourself. Go to instaclubhub.com and learn how easy and affordable it is to work with your host, Brock and Shalene Johnson.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.